If you sit in an executive seat, whether you're the CEO, the company owner, or another senior manager, are you bubble wrapped? Yes, that's an odd term. Hi, my name is Doug Thorpe, and I'm going to talk to you today about a concept under my continuing series of Leadership Powered by Common Sense. The term today is bubble wrapped leader. What is that? Well, for starters, bubble wrap leaders are not very good leaders. See, bubble wrapping insulates us from all of the things going on around us. I've seen key executives isolate themselves by layers of policy, procedure, and occasionally people around them. There's one company I've worked with that is so traditional in their hierarchy that various levels are not encouraged to talk to more than one level up without being accompanied by someone from that level in between. That's kind of crazy, I think. In an age of fast-moving decision-making, the demands for making those decisions, you can't have a structure like that. There are more subtle ways that we find leaders in bubble wrap positions. Here's a few to think about. The first one is something I call intentional. Very intentional. Like the antiquated hierarchy I mentioned above, some leaders consciously choose to build walls to keep others away. If you're a professional salesperson, you know about the gatekeepers at your prospect companies. They defend the castle around the boss or the decision maker. It's very hard to get through the gatekeeper. While this kind of defense makes sense from outside the company, why should you allow it inside the company? The second type is something I call the cerebral. There are more cerebral ways to get bubble wrapped. If you tangle yourself in technical jargon and complexity, you can bubble wrap yourself and isolate yourself from people around you. I've worked with some pretty smart people in my day. Being truly the smartest guy in the room can have an effect of separating you from others around you. Then there's a third situation that I call the policy. If a leader immerses him or herself in dogmatic policy, practice, or tradition, they can get isolated or bubble wrapped. As soon as someone brings an idea that runs counter to the main way of thinking, the leader quickly rejects the person and the idea. I see this often with companies that have long-standing legacies. If the company is more than 20 years old, likely you will find practices and traditions that insulate the leader's thinking. In companies like this, I frequently hear emerging managers complain that their chief instruction when taking on new duties is simply, "Don't screw it up." So what do you do about being a bubble-wrapped leader? Have you created any of the situations that I've just described? Leaders need fresh ideas to compete and stay relevant in changing markets. In addition, changing trends in workforce management require constant vigilance for workable new ideas. The best way to avoid isolation is to actively encourage discussion within your team. Surrounding yourself with talented people is great, but you need to be sure the right things are being discussed. Another idea is a very old tradition called walking around the floor. Engaging with employees at all levels keeps your sensitivity to the real truth of what is going on sharp and tuned in. Lastly, you might want to check your attitude. One of the biggest hurdles the average entrepreneur faces is pride. If your little idea takes flight and becomes something successful, you might deserve feeling good about it. But there is, however, a big difference between a healthy appreciation for what you have and a huge ego. I've seen far too many owners get themselves in big trouble by living behind their ego. These are just a few ideas, common sense ideas that can help you prevent becoming a bubble wrapped leader. I hope this helps. If you would like to talk to a coach or mentor and need more information, visit my blog at dougthorpe.com. That's T-H-O-R-P-E.com, dougthorpe.com. I'd be happy to visit with you. And there are more articles and podcasts just like this one. Thanks for listening. I'll talk again soon.